Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach, and you are listening to PainReliefRadio.com. I'm so happy you had the opportunity to come today and visit. Today is Thursday, October 1st, 2009, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, where it is sunny again, the Great Lakes State. Today we'll be talking about three different topics. How to deal with stomach muscles that cause pain. Did you know your stomach muscles can cause pain in your back? How to deal with achy legs and feet. And how stress causes pain. Today's sponsor is BackPainNaturalRelief.com, helping you get rid of your back pain naturally. BackPainNaturalRelief.com. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach, and you can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com. simplepainrelief.com. So sometimes when you have back pain, you may rub your back or put heat on your back or think about getting somebody to press into your back muscles for you or go and have a chiropractic adjustment or go and have a massage, but your back still hurts. Well, your muscles in your abdomen happen to be the front of your back. So if you have pain in your back, it could be from the muscles on your back, or it could be from the muscles on your abdomen or your belly, because your belly is the front of your back. I worked on a client who told me that she had a great weekend stretching and straining and balancing on a ladder while she trimmed and pruned and cleaned up her yard, and she said her yard looked beautiful, and she felt fine, even though she knew she was doing a lot of acrobatic stuff. She felt fine until she sat down. When she tried to get back up, her back from her hip bones to her shoulder blades went into a spasm and tightened up. She tried pressing into her muscles to relax them the best that she could, but basically she had spent the last 2 days in bed, very uncomfortable and very stiff and having a lot of trouble moving. So when she came in, I warmed the muscles, I massaged them, and I pressed deeply into the tight muscles along her spine for a while. There were a lot of very tender areas, but they just didn't seem to be releasing or getting better, even though she said a few times, "I think you're on it. You're on the reason." But it didn't seem to be relaxing. So I suggested we work on the muscles on the front side of her body. The right side of her abdomen was fine. She didn't have any pain there as I stretched and prodded the muscles. No pain, no referrals anywhere else. But the left side of her abdomen was on fire. Those are her words. It was on fire. When I stretched the muscles on the soft abdomen, and her ribs were on fire when I pressed into the muscles that ran up from her belly. You have four layers of abdominal muscles. There's a long layer that runs from your ribs up toward your, from the breastbone area, all the way down to your pubic bone, long ways. Then you have a sideways layer of muscles, runs out to the sides. Then you have two layers of diagonal, one in either diagonal direction. These were the long muscles primarily. I could lift them and pinch them, there's a way to do that. And it was just on fire, that whole side of her abdomen. Well, whatever the reason was, the muscles on the left side of her abdomen had spasmed or tightened up. Maybe it was as she stood up. Maybe it was from all the stretching she had done with all those acrobatic movements up on the ladder. Whatever the reason was, they had spasmed, and they were what was causing her back pain. So even though the muscle release was quite uncomfortable, the abdomen muscles did relax. In just 5 or 10 minutes, she said, they don't hurt anymore. That means they have relaxed. They weren't so tender anymore. That fire feeling was gone. You can tell when your muscles relax because they become less tender when they're pressed on. And when that happened, her back muscles were also able to relax. She started stopped getting the referrals from her abdomen muscles that were firing into her back. If you're not working in the correct place when you have a pain syndrome or symptom in a muscle, if you're working on the symptom but not on the cause, the symptom cannot relax and it cannot get better. You have to address the cause. In this case, the cause was the muscles on the front side of her body, her abdomen, all the way from her breastbone down to her pubic bone, especially the upper part above the belly button, was very, very tight. Releasing them allowed the back muscles, which is where her complaint was, to relax. You see, she wasn't aware that there was any tightness at all going on in her abdomen. She was only aware that her back muscles were very tight, very uncomfortable, and had seized up. Now, if an area of muscle causes another area to hurt, that is called a trigger point. And in this case, the trigger points in her belly were causing pain in her back. I want to remind you, you're listening to Catherine Merrow, the pain relief coach at painreliefradio.com. And we are going to talk about 8 key legs and feet and what you can do about them. Well, there's a few different reasons that feet and legs might ache, but most often it's muscular. And when they ache, often it's because we're not using all of our muscles. We used to use all of our muscles when we were strong little kids. If you look at a little child, they have muscles all over their body. Their back is straight and their legs are strong and their arms are strong and their heads are balanced perfectly over their little bodies. But then we start to grow up and we start to maybe sit too much, or we sit in chairs that aren't so good for us, or we use posture or positions that aren't so good for us, and then we get symptoms. Sometimes the symptom might be your legs and feet aching, and it's because you're not using all of your muscles. But I'm going to give you 2 quick, easy ways to correct that and to feel better fast. If you want to take notes, you don't have to worry about taking notes because I'm, in essence, reading this article to you from simplepainrelief.com. If you go to simplepainrelief.com, scroll down through the categories, find the leg pain category. I think it's in the leg pain category. And the title of it is, Do Your Feet and Legs Ache? Our ancestors used to run around barefoot. They ran through streams and cold water and over rough grassy lands and rocks and pebbles. Well, they probably had to run so they wouldn't get eaten. But today, we usually don't have to worry about large animals chasing us. So we wear nice shoes that protect the soles of our feet from stones and sticks, and we don't walk in the dewy grass anymore on the sand. Instead, we have our feet in these protective shoes, and we don't have to use the muscles of our feet and legs to stabilize us. Our shoes do that for us. They stabilize us. They help us with our balance. Many of us wear shoes all the time, even in our homes. So we're not using our whole, all the muscles in our legs and our feet. Also, some of us have forgotten how to walk. We're supposed to do a heel strike, so your heel hits the ground, roll through with your foot, push off with your toes, but a lot of us start just going clump, clump, clump. And we're not using our foot properly. We're not using all the muscles in our feet or all the muscles in our legs. And when you wear shoes all of the time, some of the shoes that we wear prevent us from moving our feet properly or our legs properly. Here's simple pain relief tip number one. It's a 10-minute tip. Get a tennis ball. You can use a golf ball, too. The tennis ball doesn't have to even bounce. It's soft and it's easy to press against, but the golf ball can get the smaller muscles. So use a tennis ball, preferably, or a golf ball. Stand up and balance yourself by holding onto the back of a chair or a wall. Hold onto something sturdy for balance. Support all of your weight on one foot. Place your other foot on the ball and apply pressure to the ball. Use a pretty good amount of pressure, enough so that you're quite aware of the ball being under your foot. Okay, so you're standing up and you're supporting yourself and you're balancing by holding onto a wall or the back of a chair, something that's not going to fall over if you lose your balance. And then you're supporting all of your weight on one of your feet. And then you're putting the other foot, we will call it the treated foot, on the ball and apply pressure to the ball. And it's a pretty good amount of pressure so that you're quite aware of it. You might think, oh, that's a little tender. That's okay. That means you are aware of it. Apply pressure in long strokes by rolling against the ball from your heel to the ball of your foot, heel to the ball of your foot. Roll back and forth, ball of foot, heel, several times. Keep moving the ball along the length of your foot. Long ways, back and forth. Press lengthwise against the outside of your foot, the middle of your foot, and the inside of your foot. This is all in your arch area. Then move the ball from side to side. Press firmly but gently into the ball of your foot. The ball of your foot is where the toes start, the top part of your foot, but not the toes. So you move the ball from side to side. You're rolling it from side to side under your foot. You're still applying quite a bit of pressure. It's firm, gentle pressure into the ball of your foot and onto the bottom of your heel. You know, a lot of muscles attached to that heel bone. Keep rolling the tennis ball for about 5 minutes. So for 5 minutes, you're rolling back and forth, long way sideways, pressing on the pad of your foot at the front, the ball of your foot, and also on the heel. When you are done after 5 minutes, put the treated foot on the floor. See how much different it feels from your other foot. You're going to have one happy foot and one foot that's not so happy. So now you have to roll the other foot. I want to remind you again that you are listening to painreliefradio.com, and this is Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. I'm not a doctor, but I sure am glad that you're joining me today. Here's simple pain relief tip number two for achy legs and feet. I went to a class by a podiatrist, a foot doctor. He likes people to walk barefoot. He even did his presentation barefoot. And he's a foot doctor. And you know, just by the way, foot doctors love high heels. You know why? High heels generate a lot of business for them. Two different foot doctors have told me, I love high heels. And it wasn't the look that they were talking about. It was the benefit to their pocketbook. So this particular podiatrist liked people to be barefoot. And he had a quick and easy way to get your circulation going and get the movement back into all the muscles of your legs and feet. Stand up and balance on one foot. If you have to, touch the back of a chair or a wall to keep your balance until you get used to it. That's okay. Now, this is a lot of benefit because as we get older, a lot of times we start to lose the ability to balance. As you lose the ability to balance, what do you start to get? OLD. When you can't balance anymore, you're on your way to being an old person. George Burns said it's okay to get older as long as we don't get old. So Tai Chi will help you learn to balance, yoga will help you learn to balance, and this particular move too will help you learn to balance. So stand up and balance on one foot, and if you have to hold on to something for support, that's fine, that's okay. You're going to get to a point where you don't have to hold it, but for right now, if you have to, do it. Lift one of your legs and tuck that foot behind the other ankle. So you're standing up, you're balancing on one foot. Pick up the other leg that you're not applying weight to and tuck that foot behind the ankle of your balancing leg. Balance on that one leg for 1 minute. The tighter you hold on to whatever is supporting you for balance, the less you're going to be balancing with your foot. So just try to keep your grip on whatever you're holding on to with your hand light. Balance on that one foot for 1 minute. And while you are balancing, you're going to feel that you're using all of the muscles in your foot. Oh, ideally do this barefoot. If you can do it barefoot. But if you have to do it in shoes, you're still going to have benefit. You're going to feel that you're using your toes gripping and the sides of your foot and your arch muscles. You're going to have some movement going on in that foot. You're balancing, so you're calling all of your muscles into action in that foot. After a minute, put that foot down. Now how does your leg and foot feel? You know what? When you were balancing with your whole leg, some of your muscles, the muscles in your foot actually run up into your leg. So they'll run up toward your knee. So as you're using your foot, you are using, massaging, and exercising the muscles in your lower leg. And you're also massaging the muscles in your upper leg. You're using them too. They're helping stabilize you too. And so are your big, powerful gluteal muscles. A lot of blood vessels are running through these big, powerful butt or gluteal muscles. You want to get the blood moving. You want to get the lymph moving. You want to get the circulation going. So now that you have one foot that feels better, reverse and balance on the other foot. If you have really flat feet without much of an arch, this is going to be a little harder for you than for the average person. But still keep balancing anyway because it's good for you. If you go to footsmartstore.com, if you can't get out to a store and get arch supports, you can find arch supports there. If you have really flat feet, when you're wearing arch supports, it makes it easier for you to balance. But if you're an average foot person with a good arch, it'll be easier for you to do this balancing. Regardless, you can still do it, flat feet or not. It'll be good for you and your feet and your legs. And so another benefit, like I said, of this balancing act is that you will have stronger legs and be more able to keep your balance as you age. This is very important. And the foot doctor who taught this to me said, if you do it at a party, the conversation will be much more interesting. Now we're going to talk about, and you know, I did get a letter from a man who said, I do this at work. I do this balancing movement at work during the day because his hips and his legs just ached from sitting at the office. And he said, it just makes a tremendous difference. And it does, and it takes you 2 minutes, and you can do it as often as you need to do it. Once or twice a day might be plenty for you, maybe once every hour. It all depends on you. Now we're going to talk about stress and pain. Pain can cause stress. That's true, and stress can cause pain. How does that work? Well, you have a central nervous system. Your central nervous system is in control of everything in your body. Think of it this way. Your central nervous system is a highway. The impulses or messages that travel on your central nervous system are the cars. Everything's going fine. Your highways are traveling well, there's no traffic jams. Your cars are all traveling smoothly along the highway. But then, oh, man, you banged your big toe into the table leg. Oh, but that's okay. All the cars are still moving right along. Oh, ow. The bill collector sent another notice. Ah, all the cars are still moving right along, doing okay. Your spouse says they want a divorce. What? Then you get a cold. Well, the cars are still moving pretty good. Uh-oh, you had a fender bender. That's going to cost you plenty. Traffic is getting heavy now. Oh, man, now you've got a headache. Oh, one of the cars just slid into the median. Then you got home and you found your dog died. Ah, a bunch of other cars are slamming on their brakes, trying to avoid a pile up, but they can't avoid it. And then you slammed your hand in the door and you think you broke your finger. Now there's a big pile up on your highway. Cars are screeching to a halt. Some are smashing into others. Traffic is stopped. Your highway is overloaded and nothing is moving smoothly now. Your central nervous system can get overloaded with sensory input. Pain, physical pain, emotional pain, stress, and then nothing is moving smoothly. We function really well when we have no problems, and we do pretty well when we only have a few problems. But when a lot of things are going wrong and we feel stressed, our central nervous system, our nervous system highway, begins to show symptoms of overload. When we have overload, we begin to have pain. If we cannot relieve a lot of the stress, it is possible for our pain to become chronic so that we have it all the time. But if we can remove any of the stressors in our lives, our pain can become less. Much less. Every stress that we get rid of will lower our pain level. The more stresses we can get rid of, the more smoothly the cars can travel or our nerve impulses can travel on our central nervous system highway. Everything will start to be moving smoothly again. So if we can get the car fixed, get a new dog, the cold goes away, the toe heals, the stress level goes down. To help our central nervous system highway work better, there are some things we can do to straighten out the cars and get them all going straight again in the right direction. You can get a nice massage. You can take a soak in the tub. you can get lost in your favorite music to relax by. If you don't have favorite music to relax by, find some. For you, it might be jazz, might be the blues, might be new age, might be classical, might be country. Whatever is your favorite music to relax by, get some and use it. It might be talking to your favorite friend or sniffing some lavender oil, some natural lavender oil, or a relaxing blend of aromatherapy oil. It might be doing some stretching or deep breathing while relaxing. You know, deep breathing can be used as a relaxation technique in itself. It might be reducing that stress, could be taking a walk. I remember at one point when I used to come home after an office job, and I would start to walk, and walk, fast as I could, and I could just feel the stress going, just sloughing off my body. You can hum, or sing, or read, or laugh. You can watch a kid, or a puppy, or a cat. You can do gardening or dancing. All of those things relieve stress. You can learn to meditate. Go to meditationsuccess.com, meditationsuccess.com, and find out how to meditate. Anything you do to eliminate the stresses that you have will help you to feel better. And the less stress you have, the less pain you will have. There are basically two kinds of stress. You could be the jet fighter pilot. You have stress, but it's a good stress. You are in control. Good stress can feel energizing and powerful. Or you might be the prisoner of war who has no control. That's not energizing and powerful stress. So repeat after me. I am the jet fighter pilot. I am the jet fighter pilot. You are the jet fighter pilot, aren't you? Yes, you are. I want to thank you for joining me today at painreliefradio.com. Next week, we'll be talking about more simple pain relief techniques. I always welcome questions. This is Catherine Merrow. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. For more information about getting rid of your aches, pains, and other symptoms naturally, you can go to simplepainrelief.com, simplepainrelief, R-E-L-I-E-F.com. And please visit our sponsor, backpainnaturalrelief.com, backpainnaturalrelief.com. Helping you get rid of your back pain naturally. Today is Thursday, October 1st, 2009. And remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better.